It's John Jackson, and I'm joined by the front lady, singer of Texas, Charlene Spiteri. Charlene, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
So you're back with a brand new album, which is called The Conversation.
Yes.
And it's been 8 years since you had an album with the band. You've had
yes.
your solo albums, obviously.
Yeah.
Why so long?
It was one of those things where time ran away with us. We didn't notice, to be really honest with you. The last Texas studio album was 8 years ago. We toured for 2 years after that with Red Book. So that's 2 years off the 8 years. We're down to six.
Mm-hmm.
And then we actually went out in 2011 and
yep.
started doing dates. So there's 2 years off the other side. So that's, you know, that's us down to four. So we've got a 4 year gap. And in that gap, I did the Melody record and the film project. And really the reason those weren't Texas albums, well, the reason that the Melody record wasn't a Texas album was because when we started writing, when Johnny and I started writing, it was going to be a Texas record, but a lot of things had happened in my personal life that had come out on the writing of that record, and I just wasn't in the greatest place to be sitting in a studio with my band. So it became a solo record, mm-hmm. and there was just a lot of things that... and places that had to go that we weren't going to go with Texas.
So right.
That's why it was simply a solo record. And then just before Ali's Aneurysm, I had been asked to go and make a record with Phil Ramone, the producer, and Al Schmidt, the engineer. And it was the opportunity to go to LA for a week to record at Capitol Studios and make this film record with, you know, a big band. I had Quincy Jones' horn section, everything. And I was kind of like, said to the guys, oh, please, I really want to do this.
Is that something that you would have ever done if it hadn't been put in front of you? Is it something that you wanted to do or just...
No, it was if it hadn't been put in front of me, and it was like, you know, it was like my hall pass from the band, wasn't it? It's like, I will never do this with Texas. They are not in a month of Sundays of my band ever going to be playing Xanadu. They'd just be looking at me going, what?
It's certainly an opportunity you wouldn't turn down.
Yeah, I didn't want to turn it down, but then again, I still need to go on band and say, look, is everybody yeah. cool with this? And plus, you know, the sense that it made to all of us was everybody was like, well, you know what, it's a film album. We're named after a film. The first song we ever wrote was influenced by the soundtrack for a film. It's all soundtracks from films. And we were like, do this, ties right into the next Texas record, which was literally where we were going straight after it. And Ali had his aneurysm, which was 3 years ago.
Which affects things massively.
Which had a really, it's just, you know, something that you just never imagine happening to anybody that you know, and especially not when they're 40 years old. You really don't expect to be getting that call when, you know, and especially when they say it's not good.
No.
We doubt that he will make it. And being the youngest member of the band as well was kind of really scary.
But they obviously offered, I imagine, you as much support as they were offering sort of each other.
You know, in the beginning, you're just waiting for that phone call saying, that's it. And then days go and you think, okay, he's still here. And then, you know, you're not thinking about it every minute of the day. And it's kind of like, it's at that point where you think about it in the morning when you get up and you sort of think, I wonder how Ali is today. And then you think about him before you go to bed. And then, you know, 3 months later, he just wakes up.
And everything's
literally fine. Just woke up, and still, you know, still now, no one knows why that happened. They can't really explain it at all. And they're saying the fact that he woke up is one thing, but the fact that he woke up with no brain damage is just, no, that's... was wrong, basically.
Would you say this whole experience is what brought you back together, which then led to you touring?
Do you know what? I sound like the coldest person on the planet, but in all honesty, no, it wasn't. The one thing that did happen that this had an effect on was that at the point where Ali was getting better, and that was the first time we thought about Texas, and the thought was, okay, well, we won't be doing another Texas record. Because when he had the aneurysm, you're not thinking about bands or anything or whatever. I mean, I must admit, when I got the call, I instantly looked to my right-hand side, because that's where Ali always stands on stage. And I was kind of like, it was like a physical feeling for me of like, well, he can't not be in that place because that's where I see him. Obviously, in my life, he's always there. Things like that happened, but it was at the point where he started getting me, and we went, well, probably he's not going to want to do a Texas record, so there's not going to be another Texas record, because you don't, when one of the band members has had an aneurysm and, you know, you don't kind of go, oh yeah, well, let's go make another record, but hey, you're not going to do it anymore.
No.
So we just assumed he wouldn't want to, we're not going to make another Texas record. And then of course, he was the one that says, right, I want to go out on the road. So at that point we went, are you sure? And he was like, yeah, I really want to do this. So we did it very slowly in 2011, did a few dates just to see how he coped with being on stage, you know, just energy-wise, because he did get tired quite fast at first. Mm. And, you know, it was just building up his strength and you know, seeing what his capabilities were as far as, you know, all the travelling and everything. And he was, like, superhuman. So it was great. And then that was at the point where we said, right, okay, there seems to be a good feeling out here for us and people seem to want more Texas, so maybe we should go make a record.
Yeah, time to get
stop
in the
studio. Stop being so lazy.
You've worked with Richard Hawley quite a lot on this record. How did that all come about with him? I mean, did you try working with loads of different people, but you just settled?
No, we didn't. We had done a bit of writing with and worked with Bernard Butler. Bernard did some stuff with me on the solo record as well. Again, Bernard was one of the people that was in touch when Ali had the aneurysm. He was phoning all the time. And we said, oh, we're going out on the road. Ali wants to tour. And he's like, oh, brilliant, fantastic. And then just on one of our phone calls, it was one of those ones where it was like, yeah, we're going to make a new record. And then it was like, yeah, we should do something together again. It was good before. Let's just work. And then I had met Richard through a friend and we had done something else for another band. And then, again, it was one of those things, we just became mates and then it's like, we should write together, we should work. So Johnny and I went up to Sheffield and we did a bit of writing and drinking and playing. And so what was really great about this record is there wasn't any plan, you know, and it was a case of we worked with Bernard, we worked with Richard, and we worked with them because they were friends, mates, people that we respected, people that you know, we'd really appreciated as songwriters and musicians. And it was more just about, should we do something? There wasn't any costs. If it didn't work, it didn't work.
It just kind of came together.
You weren't thinking, oh my God, this has cost X amount of money. We've got to make it work. There was none of that pressure. It was like, you know what? We're musicians. We're songwriters. Let's do what we're supposed to do. Mm. You know, it's quite funny. At one point, Johnny, myself and Richard were sitting in the rehearsal room. We had a little fan heater. It was absolutely freezing. We're sitting there with coats on, guitars, hands freezing, like singing and playing. And Richard turned around and went, seriously, if the three of us can't write a half decent song together, then we should just like knock it in the head. We just should never do anything again because it's like, this is not good. Look, if we kind of write.
Well, it's obviously gone well because obviously the new album is out on May the 20th in a few days. And the single of the same name out on this Monday, of course. Will there be live dates to follow? I presume there'll be a tour, maybe some festivals.
We're doing some festivals over the summer. One of them being Tea in the Park. We're going to play in the tent at Tea in the Park.
Nice.
So yeah, that's going to be...
Big deal.
Yeah. We're just trying to sort of like change it up a bit. Do what, you know, not do what people expect us to do. So, you know, like, we're going to do the tent team part, we're going to play in that, we're just going to play like in the day, just go in and go on. We're doing some showcases, we're doing some really small showcases. We're doing one in Glasgow on Friday, one on Monday in London, and then one in Paris this month as well. We're doing some European festivals just dotted about, and then we will actually do a Texas tour, which will be October, November.
Brilliant. Okay, well, Charlene, thanks for joining me. Really appreciate speaking to you today. The album's called The Conversation, comes out on May the 20th. This is Charlene from Texas.